This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Zelensky is vowing to fight to the end for the battered city of Mariupol in southeastern Ukraine, but the city's been reduced to rubble. Russia estimates a few thousand Ukrainian fighters are holding on at a giant steel mill there. The AP's Julie Walker.
A win would give Moscow a crucial success following its failure to storm the Ukrainian capital and the sinking of its Black Sea flagship. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal tells ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos they're prepared to end the war through diplomacy if possible, but reject Russia's ultimatum to surrender.
We will not leave our country, our families, our land, so we will fight absolutely till the end, till the win in this war.
I'm Julie Walker.
This morning, Russian missile strikes on the western Ukrainian city of Lviv killed six people and wounded eight. Here in the U.S., three mass shootings over the Easter holiday weekend, two in South Carolina and one in Pittsburgh, where two 17-year-olds were killed. Shelley Adler has this.
Authorities say shots fired at a house party in Pittsburgh early Sunday morning left two 17-year-olds dead and at least eight more people wounded. The violence happened as hundreds of people gathered at a short-term rental home. Pittsburgh Police Chief Scott Schubert says the vast majority of partygoers were underage. No arrests were immediately reported.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora says Boston expects to be without several unvaccinated players for an upcoming series in Toronto. Canada requires a second COVID vaccine dose or one dose of Johnson & Johnson at least 14 days prior to entry. Starting pitcher Tanner Houck says he's not vaccinated against COVID. Today's tax day. One tax professional says if you haven't filed by now, you're better off filing an extension. This is AP News. Now to space.
A classified satellite has been launched into space from California aboard a SpaceX rocket. The two-stage SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket lifted off at 6:13 a.m. Sunday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California.
Lift off the Falcon 9. Go NROL 85.
The U.S. National Reconnaissance Office described the satellite only as a critical national security payload. The NRO is in charge of developing, building, launching, and maintaining satellites that provide intelligence data to senior policymakers, the intelligence community, and the Defense Department. Vandenberg says it was the first mission by the NRO to reuse a SpaceX rocket booster.
Stage 2 is in terminal guidance.
The Falcon's first stage flew back, landing at a seaside base northwest of Los Angeles.
Stage 1 landing confirmed.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The weekend's number one movie, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.